This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 7th, the King of Egypt. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work." Then Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working." The big story of the Bible is the story of God's kingdom. God is the king over everything. The human king in Egypt was called Pharaoh, and this particular Pharaoh had no respect for the Lord, the one true God. This Pharaoh was cruel and oppressive, and had made the people of Israel his slaves. Back in the book of Genesis, an earlier Pharaoh had assigned Joseph, a grandson of Abraham, to be second in command during a time of famine. And with God's help, Joseph had worked to ensure life, justice, and harmony. That was what a ruler was supposed to do. But in the book of Exodus, a few hundred years later, the situation changed dramatically. A new king, to whom Joseph meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. This Pharaoh saw the descendants of Israel as a threat rather than as a people to protect. So he enslaved and oppressed them. Lord Acton, a British historian, is known to have said, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." The king of Egypt in Exodus embodied the human spirit of rebellion against the reign of God. That Pharaoh had great power, and he was not interested in the way of justice and life, so he oppressed and killed people instead. God's rule over the world and his way of ruling the world are always facing the resistance of human rebellion. Pray with me. Father, forgive us when we follow the foolish ways of the world. Bring us into the kingdom of your Son, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.